Well, Bill McCollum's recent statements are contrary to the recommendations of every major child health and welfare organization, including organizations like the Child Welfare League of America and the American Academy of Pediatrics. There's over 25 years worth of social science research that shows that children who are raised by gay people fare just as well as children who are raised by straight people, and that gay people make just as good of parents as straight people. With the thousands of kids who are languishing in Florida's foster care systems, I think that the state's priority should be in finding loving and supportive homes for all of these kids. And those decisions should be made by child welfare experts based on what's in the best interest of each child, not by a politician based on his personal or religious beliefs.
Many people have heard that Florida is one of the only states that does not allow adoption by gay parents. Is that true? And also, what about foster parenting by gay parents? Are there any states that forbid that?
Well, to answer the first part of your question, Florida is the only state that categorically excludes all gay people from adopting. The statute actually says anyone who's eligible to adopt who's homosexual cannot adopt under this act. And Florida is unique in that way. There's no other state that just categorically excludes gay people as a group from adopting. There are a couple of other states with laws that, like Mississippi and Utah, that basically prohibit two cohabiting adults from unmarried cohabiting adults from adopting. And so, you know, there are a couple of other states with laws that exclude some gay people from adopting. It's my understanding, I'm not a lawyer in those states, it's my understanding in those states you can adopt if you're a single gay person, not cohabiting or living with someone else. So Florida's unique in that respect. Arkansas had a law that prohibited two unmarried cohabiting adults from fostering or adopting. That law has been challenged and by the ACLU of Arkansas and the National ACLU LGBT Project. And they won at the trial court level a few months ago, and it's my understanding that that case is headed to the Arkansas Supreme Court. But that was a ballot initiative that had been put on the ballot during the last elections to amend their constitution in that way, and it was overturned as unconstitutional.
And finally, I do want to get your reaction to the American Bar Association adopting a resolution that supports marriage equality.
I think it's fantastic, and I was happy to see that the American Bar Association had done that. I think it's an indication that we're moving in a direction towards equality. I think that the decision last week with the federal court judge in California overturning Proposition 8, I think, you know, it was a huge victory for equality and for the LGBT community. And I think we really are seeing the tide shifting towards equality. And I think that's why we're starting to see things like the ABA's statement that they released and major mainstream organizations supporting equality for LGBT people.